Dalet. It's a very long, long thing called B'mashkin. It takes 3 pages. But the very, very end, third page, it's the fifth line, sixth line. Quotes the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin. Okay, where is the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin? He quoted it in Mishnah Berurah. All right, so let's take a look and see it if we can in Mishnah Berurah. Where is it? Very long Mishnah Berurah, so I'll define things here. Here we go. And Mishnah Berurah is humongous, but it's the bottom of the second column of the first column on the previous page. Kuf Tzadim Beis, quotes the Rambam, Haroshe Mishama Vitzuros. Told us Kosef. Everyone see it? It's the last 7 lines in the first column. Osa tsura bechli tsura hayna shekli omer lekach lena osa Rashi fil osa b'ktsasa chay b'shemakal b'patish. This is quoting the account of Roshem Rishamim b'tsuros. Okay, it's told us kosei v'chayev. Who said so? The Rambam Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. Where did he get it from? The Yerushalmi in Perek Lav Gadol in Sharatzi and Memchayz. He tells us look in the Bir Halacha. Let's look there right now. But now in Bir Halacha, page Kuf Tzadi Aleph, 7th line. Hatzar Tzura, Yerushalmi says, Harishon Chai Mishim Kosev, Vasheni Chai Mishim Tzoveya. What's Pshat? Biro. Sharishon Rosh HaMes Hatzura Ba'avar with lead, or a pencil, Uchagavna. Vasheni Hevir Hatzev Olav. You ever see this? If you can make an outline, that's what they'll do. I mean, kindergarten does that. They make an outline of pencil, and then you cover it over with crayon. Ulekach harishon chay rak mishem kosev avu haroshem tmuna shasa vasheni shehever hatzeva b'mokam haroshum eilu rak tzoveya b'yalma v'kabon as harambam nami shasa es haroshem shal atmuna ukemo shekosev yederach shatzeyor and roshmin. Fine. This is the Rambam. Based upon the Yerushalmi. So far, so good. How does this fit with what we spoke about yesterday? That's what I want to talk about. We have to go back to what we spoke about yesterday. What's the difference between Kosev and Soveya? Clearly, this is very relevant to this. It's right on point, right? What's Kosev? What's Soveya? So let's once again open up the stipula. Kilas Yaakov that we had yesterday. What was the Simon what? No. Mem? Simon Mem. Here we go. So the stipler had three, no less than three ways to distinguish between what and what? Kosev and Tzoveya. Review it again. Number one, Sviyahu she'ayin nene me'amara ve'inyan k'sivu ma'asha nene me'yudiyas tochen ha'ksav. Okay, that's distinction number one. If that's the case, we can suggest that that's the Yerushalmi. The first guy provides a yudiyah for the second guy. The second guy is a painter. He wants to paint the letter Beis. Doesn't know what the Beis looks like. So the guy comes with a pencil. Pencils and Beis. Oh, now I know what Beis looks like. I can paint over and make a beautiful Beis. That's included in Yediyah. That's 5422. That was the build yesterday from the grocery store. It's a different kind of Yediyah. How do you write the letter Beis? And the second guy, the eye should see it. Nene, you see a beautiful, beautiful picture. This is, now, we also saw in Rambam, and the Be'alacha quoted over here, Tzor, Rekli, Tzura, Yochai, Bisham, what? Makeh, Bepatish. It's also discussed over here in the Mishnah Brura, and the Be'alacha. Mishnah Brura, I don't know if you remember, the bottom over here. Osa Tzura, Bekli, Tzura, Shebekli, Omer, Lekap, and Osa, if you also make sauce, Chayim, Shem, Makeh, Bepatish, Shekemar, Malach, Leshalach, Kli. Who said so? It's a Gemara, Naya, Haman, Beis, and the Rambam. Perik Yud, Halacha Tezayin. Okay? Okay, fine. So the question becomes, why do Chayim, Shem, Kosev? So here the Mishnah Berurah says something, but because I'm not sure what he meant, I did something special today. I brought in the fancy Mishnah Berurah. Fancy one. They give shot in Mishnah Berurah. And be Allah Chasuk. So I'll open up and you'll see what he says shot, whether you think it's right or not right. So give me your opinion. Here we are.
If you just clarify the question, you talk about a Moshe Tzura, B'Kli Tzura.
B'Kli, or B'Kli Tzura, whatever that means. We'll see. Take a look. This can be found. Track it down here. Turn many pages in this saver to get to where you want to get. Ah, here we are. So let Evan open up, Rabbi Osai, to this Bir Halacha. Ayin Beli Rabba. Everyone see the place? The Ayin Beli Rabba. It's about the 12th line at the end. Okay. Begin the next one. Shehiksha. Shehiksha. Bidivya Rambam. Roshim Chayav Sumashim Kosev. And he quoted the Mishnah Brura that Tzara B'Kli Tzura Chiyuv Mishnah Makeh B'Patish. Which one is it? Ludvareinu Nichok Tzas. Why? The Perik Yud Lo Ayri B'Roshem B'Almo Kibinyaneinu Tibizel Lo Nasa Adayin Gemar Malachal Inosa. Why? It's only a way to know how you're going to color the base. What's the case? Also, tzuru bevas achas ve'ena tzricha otikon ayadei tzvira v'chadome. I'm adding those words by this fancy version. U'lekach lo shayach bezeh kosev. Watch this now. Te'inyan acherhu. Those three words. What does it mean, the Inyan Acheru? What do the words mean? I read you from footnote Reish Lamed Zayin. Sheksiva Inyan Aksivas Osios Shem Morim Al Inyan Acher Kemuvua Behem Shechad Ram B'Alacha, which you'll see soon. Aval Oset Sura Sheyatzma Noya Kli Ve'en Asuya Lahoro Saldover Acher. This sounds very much like the first pshat in the stipula. What's kosev? What are the lashon used by kosev? It tells you something else. It's the content. The content can mean a number, right? 5422. Or the content can be how you're supposed to write a base. Or the content could be how you're going to make some kind of a tzura subsequently, as we just saw. I think it's the same word that the stipler phrased his way. If it's Tziyum and Horus, Reish Lam Zayin is correct, it is based upon subsequent lines in the Bir Halacha. Similar to what we said before earlier from the first shot in the stipler. Let's read a little bit further in the Bir Halacha. Mashenke, I'm continuing. The last four narrow line to be halacha. B'yaneinu arish osir rak roshem shol tzurah metchilah yeshayeda v'yoven atzoveya ayadezeh achakach malatzvoa v'domo lekosev shekosev osil shemore ha'os aleizadov mamish like the stipler. I don't think the stipler quoted this be halacha. Maybe he did, I don't pay attention. But it sounds like it's saying a very similar idea. Very similar idea. Wow. Wow. You go further than that. Go further than that. Let's just continue straight. He says, Hodlo, Bechai, Rama, Bechli, Bishin, Sobeya. Ere shed lo mari, the last two narrow lines. Shed tzor, bet seva, la shechok, ak tzor, bechli, gader, shosn, bechli, kese. Kan hiske, vegam, shad, shalonim, nefai, nehem, et beiz, bishim, tzoveya, rak, bishim, maka, bepatish. Oh, first wide line. Uva mashik, asadu, tu, sar, kushes, amagad, aram, bishim, kotin, vof. What he asked? Didn't say what it is. He's supposed to know what it was. So did you look, who looked at the Magen Avraham? Okay, let's open the Magen. Everyone has the Magen Avraham? Let's open it, see what it says. I have it in here. They have the script sheet here. It's my fancy Mishnah Berurah, but if you don't have that, let's open the Magen Avraham. This we all do have. Such a very vague Mishnah Berurah. Based on what I said, the answer to the Magen Avraham doesn't tell the kashas, doesn't tell his terraces. Just figure it out on your own. Go do the homework. Let's do the homework right now. Simen Shin Mem Sif Cotton Vov. Oh. What does it say in the Heligar Amah? Osul Nishbon Ugos Shaksuvos Olav Kimin Osios. Happy birthday. Apal Pisha Enem Chavin Rakachilas Tavi Machik. What's going on? Do you have a happy birthday cake? Yeah, Ramah asks it. Many people do it. Many people are malignant about this question. What does the Magen Avraham say? Tzarech Iyun. Timken Afilu Ksuvan Olav Tzuris Yeyasur. Tatsar Tzurechayv. Every cake has Tzuris. The Magen is assuming. I don't know what kind of icing they use in Magen Avraham's time in the 1600s. You know, if you don't write things, it's whatever it looks like. I don't know. Pictures, flowers. I don't know what it looks like. So you can't eat that cake either? That's his kasha. This is the kasha which somehow the bi'alacha seems to have answered. Let me read it to you now from the crib sheet over here. Hiksha mashkas of Ramal El also the Shabu Ugas called with Osios. Mishum Mocheg shall draw a film gash let Surah say Osir Tzor Surahaya. Can't come up. That's the kash that he's referring to, right? Gvaldik. As a matter of fact, he says that Mishnah Berurah earlier in Sivkon Tezayin said, no, it's Takasar. Wow, it is Asar. Take a look back in Sivkon Tezayin in Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes what he quotes. He can't break the Uga. Uga, right? Uga, fine. Kimini Osios. V'yesh machmirim afilu v'tziurim. Ha ha. Enechinami. They say the Ramah says the kasha and the mitzorachiyun. So he says over here, yesh machmirim afilu v'tziurim, because the Magen Avraham asked the kasha, didn't give an answer. So the Eliyahu Rabbah says, Enochinami. Torah Shabbos says the same thing. The Torah Shabbos says, no. Tzuris is not a problem. Not a problem. Why? Look at the Be'alacha, who says, Tzuris asuyas lenoi, ein miksivasa mishim kosev, mele ein mishvirasa mishim mochek, ayan shamatam. That's what he just said. Shviras Tzuris also the noy ein mishim mochek came in ein asi also mishim kol seif. Why not mishim kol seif? What? There's not any sort of soveya either because ain't tzvia bi ochlin, no makav a parish bi ochlin. So it's mutter. What does he mean? Mochek is only something which conveys something else. Right? Happy birthday! Oh wow, that's a great message. That's conveying a message. Happy birthday. See, if you have a picture of a balloon, a flower, what a picture there on cakes, typically. Whatever. Doesn't convey any method. It's just the beauty of the tzura. Yeah.
There are languages that use pictures to convey information.
Chinese.
Yeah. Why is that not conveying idea?
Or in general, like you make this argument the other way. Like this letter doesn't convey any message. I know that the shir comes from. But you could say like these days, but doesn't more message than that.
But no happy birthday, Misa. So the whole thing is a message. You can't destroy the message. What they say is going to shoot the messenger. They say, you can't kill the messenger. It's a message of happy birthday, what it means. That's what he answers. Fascinating. This is what he answers. That's what he answers. Fine. Interestingly, yeah.
What? The Eli Rab argued with the Ramon because the Ramon just says it's Mishnah Bukhi. He doesn't say anything about
Kut. No. If you're only a Mokhek, if the other side is a kosev, as we spoke about, the tremendous nachkamina between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is kocheles kosevis or is it tovas? Can you get rid of the eyeliner on Shabbos? If it's tovas, no problem. If it's kosevis, chas v'shalom, it's mir mochek. But I brought you. I would smile myself after I had something from the office. I'll bring it soon. Okay, brought it stopka and I forgot it there.
Ramon just says that it's also to do
with
Mokhek. It doesn't say anything. That's assuming that putting it all would be
kosev. Right. Okay. Whatever. Okay. So the Mokhek of Ram asked the Kasha. Maybe he assumed that Tzur is also considered to be kosev. Maybe. Speaking about, I said pshat in the. I thought that the type was first probably pshat in the Rishalmi, but apparently I'm incorrect. He has a different shot. Again, Simon Mem has his famous second shot. What's his famous second shot? Tzviya asiyas tikun b'dova nitzba shemashbicho miyapeo b'zeh. And Ksiva is the opposite. Shadova shenichta vola v'mishamish la'osyos. He calls us osyos miskaviyah. L'fishi yev shatos osyos prochos ba'avir. Muchrach la'asos adova ma'mashi. It's your skyline, it says near Mishamash Osios. As opposed to Sovea, it's Fakert. Tzviyas Mishamash Biyach L'Dobah Mekabah Zatzev. He goes to Rambam. Yud Alef Tes. Hakos Amanas L'Kalkal Esa'or. Chayav. Shein Chiyuv Al Mekom Maksav El Al Aksav. End quote of the Rambam. Tosefta. Did we see the Tosefta yesterday? We didn't see this Tosefta? So the Rambam is found. The Rambam is found in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes. And if I have the Rambam, I'll put it on the board. Oh, thank you, Kel. Perek Yud Aleph. Rambam. Perek Yud Aleph. Halacha Tes. Okay. Where are we? Hakosa Manasa Kalkal or Chayev. Shein Chiyuva al Moka Maksav al Aksav. What could be more preferish than that? Okay, but where do you get it from? So the Magen Mishnah gives away the secret. Halacha Tes. Tosefta. Great. Tosefta. Ah, but we have the Fraglap. They should bring it in. Not stop Tosefta. He tells you where Tosefta is. You can all look it up inside. Okay? Tosefta. Perek Yud Beis. Halacha Zayin. Okay, open the Gemara, see what it says. Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Zayin. Here we go. page Lamed in our print. Hakosev lekalkel chayev. What does it mean? Hakosev lekalkel chayev. What does it mean? Says the Michas Bikurim. Shloah manas lichtov rak lekalkel or. No. Or. Become a kom chayev. Shrei chayev alaksiva. In our print, it's the last white line on the top left. So before Shiramas and before Shetosefta. This is what the stipler quotes. We're not finished yet. Okay. Oh. Now, Rabosai, what's the stipler word about? The Tsar Tsura. Right? Tsura Yechayim, Mishim Kosev. So why Tsar Tsura Bekli on the Makabe Patish? He quotes from the Mekemes HaMishnah. We asked the Kasha earlier from Eliyahu Rabbah. B'alacha. But Tsar Tzura, according to the second Teretz, it makes sense, says the stifle. We thought the first. Shibtachlis kavanos oliyapos dover amakabala satsura zemim leches tzoveya ukshachokak ein shom elemakal bepatish. Not tzoveya, you're just carving out, you're not coloring anything. Ustama de milsa tzar tzura b'kli ha-kavano la-shpiach ha-sakli ul-takla b'zem v'lachein ein kan me'in k'siva. He says it based upon his second interpretation. We had said earlier we thought it made sense according to his first interpretation as well. Mashkos the Rambamzal, but Tzartzura Bekosel is told that the Kosev. No. Hosvi Kavanoso Shielot Tzura Noah. Elisha Bechreach Tzarech Lezem Mokum. We need a place. The wall is its paper. You know, you saw certain places where they used to write on the walls because they had no paper. And you see certain, these labor camps where they wrote on the walls. This is the Rishami with his second shot. Why? Lechas ksiva depends if you're writing in pencil, writing in crayon. No difference. He quotes the Mishnah Beferish and the Kufdalam and Bay. No matter what kind of you were using, pencil or crayon. Yeah. Yesh davar heitev. Tatsura sheinis b'tseva ul shemi yapos es adobar. It's maybe Shem Tzoveya v'lok Siva. Shein Adavar Nitzma Mishamish Atziyo Latziyo Mishamish Adavar Liyaposa. Avakos Avar Rishon Eino Klal Liyapos Adavar Rak Letzorech Atzmo Mitzayin Kedei Shatzayo Yeyocho La'amen Yodav Api Arishima Shosvi. We're going to go with the outline and you write over it. Zemen Yonak Siva Shein Yono Shadam Yikro V'yeda Eiz Adavar Mitocho V'yosi Shapir. Wait a second. Yeah, the double be so fast. The first Teretz, he seems to be conflating his two. You know what I'm saying? We thought it was based on the first shot. He says the second shot. He just conflates them both together. They look at Kilo Sakov carefully. It seems somewhat of a conflation of the two. Okay. Then he's still stuck with Kocheles. So we had a couple of shotim. Actually, I found in the Mesifta that it's only to outline the beauty of the eye, not that you want the skin to turn blue, but that if blue have turned out, it's cut. So if the skin turns blue, that's not, you don't want to look blue.
You could argue that that's actually, it's not conveying any information, so it's not, the lining of the eye.
So he's saying it would only work according to the second shot, not according to the first shot.
Right.
Okay, Nechanami, I'm going to say that. You could say the first shot, maybe also. Maybe, again, I don't know. What did the stack say about this? What did he say? Maybe Kosev, she also says, Dover ala klaf, all on the ear. Enekavana, she calls it Yoda Tokakav. That's the stack's third answer. So Kocheles is Melechas Ksiva. Why? Kocheles, Emet Sona, she and Nira, Kilo Etzim Kufo, Marakoko. Again, he keeps complaining over here. First is whether it's on top or it's in. And then he's going back to what we said earlier, a little bit. Then it's Gnaila Guf to be blue. She rosh munach al gufa etzel eina amara o mamashas kachol v'yashem anichem betach shel al guf. Not that it should be etzem a guf. That's considered to be kosev, as opposed to srak, because you want, as if your face is pink. Beautiful complexion. If that's the case, you make a picture of a bird. What would you say? Picture of a bird. So they are kosev. I would have said, so there. He said, no, it's kosev. Why? It's kosev. So shver again. Tzor tzur bekli. While the makom apadish warned you kosev. Even without ink should still be kosev. See, sort of stuck. We'll stop. I was going to give a text. See, Black Shver. This is Simon Mem, end of Oz Beis. And then Oz Gimel, he quotes what he said earlier. Kocheles, why should it be kosev? So he said before, you don't want to look blue, just it should be around the eye. It's like kosev in a certain sense. Right on the paper, you don't want it to, that the whole paper should be blue or black. So Talmud Chacham asked the Makasha from Rav Anaf Ayinay, Shochet Chai Mishim Tzoveya. You want to show it's fresh meat, right? You should buy it. There, Ein Mechavin Klal Shenirish Habosav Biatzmuso B'Mara Dam. Ooh, no one want to buy the meat. Rakshi Nirish Nufal Olav Dam Shchita Keched Lezit Velizva. And still, Rav says it's considered to be Tzoveya. It's a good kasha. The kasha against his yisod. You know what the answer is? You're right, we don't pass like Rav. Pass like Shmuel. You know what he says? We can't pass like Rav, because against... One second. Rav couldn't pass like Rav. Why couldn't he pass like Rav? Because according to the Rambam's Gersa, Kochelas Mishim Kosev, and Tzviya of Shok and Kocheles are similar, according to the stipulus of Pshat. So Rabbi Hold is Tzoveya, that's a pasuk like Shmuel, because his girsa was Kocheles Mishim Koseves. I Shokhet should be Kosev. What's going on? A new Chumrah. Every Shokhet should be Chai Mishim Koseves. Right? Without knowing where it goes, that's called kosev. That's ridiculous. The old story about them trying to prove that HaKadosh Baruch created the world. They said, you know, how did this book come about? No problem. I took that inkwell, I spilled it, it came out the Gemara. Crazy. See, that's not called kosev. You take an inkwell and spill it out. It's shekhet, you shekhet, and the blood flows fly. You can't call that kosev. This is the stipler of Simon. God, let's finish the piece. Put it down in base medrash again, so I'm going to look at it further. Adkan, the stipler. Let's go further. Fine. Abosai, Megillah Sefer. Is he here again?
Six.
You can't be Megillah Sefer again? I'm sorry, I should have told you this too.
No.
I'm sorry. I did look up before he's getting it. Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos. Lamed Tes Melachos, I'll give you the page numbers, page 740. It says, Einem Eskai Min Shenelam Toch Kamashos. It appears within a few hours. And he says, Sraka Ponea, it's certainly not Mekayim more than Shor Shtayim.
What?
Rebbetzin Ribiat has makeup doesn't last more than 1 or 2 hours? to take it to the Rochelle, and she'll forget the a bigger expert. I thought it was the CS. I didn't think it was right. I don't know. Ready? Megillah Sefer Simen Chaf. What page was it again? Oh, has he met him? Or just pages?
No, just pages. That's fine.
Give me a second. Where are they yesterday? Simen Chaf. Give me one second. It's page Kuf. Lamates. Try that. Then he says that you write on your rukas your potter, even though it lasts for a while. He says, you know, depends. A malacha, when you want to make a chepetz, it's a lum de shavar. Want to make a chepetz, it has to be miskayim. But if the malacha is not in order to make a chepetz, it doesn't have to be miskayim. I had to find chepetz, I don't know. You cook tea, right? Mevash. You take hot water, you put it on tea, and in 2 minutes you drank the tea, it's gone. So why are you chayv? It's not meant to make a chepetz. On the one hand. On the other hand, he says, Melachos of Chibur, Mayasod, Ichud, he calls it. If it's not Miskayim, it's Mutter. What does he give as examples? Kosher and Tofer. Mutter. I thought so bad, I might be in that category too. But we saw just now, we saw it's Bibuk, one to the other. Give a look in the Lamates Melachos. It's two places. He has on the Melach of Tzoveya, page 740. Then you have to look at the, he tells you to look back at the Chelek Aleph, Laws of Melachos Machshevus, page Kuf Lamed Bey to Lamed Ches. The whole discussion about what's called Miskayim, not Miskayim. Fascinating. Look. Yeah.
But the tea doesn't really fit in that category because the leaves are still there and they're cooked. I mean, the tea itself isn't there. But
okay. Could be. Interesting. And this can be a Ma'amar Kamis. I don't want to bring in the Mechutin because it's precious, but you look and see what he says. Fi Gemara Nidan Ha'usir Chachal B'Shem Tovas. Fi Zeh Ein Yisr B'Asaras HaKol Me'anayim Ein Yisr B'Asaras Tzeva Migufada. Okay. Av Rishalmi Mevuah Shisak B'Chachal B'Shem Kosevis Rambam Smag Bartanura Oruch Shulti Gibraz a different Gersa. Fi Zeh Nireh Shekemosh also limchok osios haksubus al b'soro kach ya also gam lahoster asakol shalainayim mishemochek v'yesh l'ayin v'isha olechat litbo b'lel shabbos v'shok chol lahoster asakol libod yom katri with the eyeliner im evshel lahokel lo lasos kem b'shabbos lizbach al shulchan aruch who says mishem tovas. So here, I bought it, common, sorry to bother you again, in my office. I have like my envelope, which has, you know, that has all my papers in it. Bring the whole thing in, I'll show what I brought in. Shmiras Shabbos Kachosa speaks only Biramiza about this. Only Biramiza. Perek Yudalit, Siv Samach Gimel. I'm not sure if it's Samach Gimel, the old one or the new one. Probably the new one, I have the old one now, so it's probably a little before Samach Gimel. It ends at Samach Aleph, so obviously it's not Samach Gimel. I'm gonna have the new one with you. I'm gonna have the new one. That's it. I bought in a certain country, which is fascinating. Thank you. I heard this from Rav Norbert's mouth. When he printed Shmir Shabbos Chosa Chelek Beis, it was a little thinner than Chelek Aleph. Like he's almost like apologizing. Why it's a little bit thin? I don't know why it's apologizing. The reason is Rabbi Shlomo Zalman told him to take out this. Took the whole thing out. What is it called? Dinei Atara leShabbosus LaAviyam Shabbosus V'Chagim. It has it's actually Chelik Rishon. It's also a Chelik Sheni. It's thick enough to make it the same. It has to do with mikveh, with women. Shlomo Zalman said Shmishal, every kid's going to get this. It doesn't know about mikveh, about women, about ona, about keep it out of their hands. So of course, it's a lawyer. He took it out of their hands. But who owns it? Whoever saw this, never heard of this. Nobody. So that's a problem. Maybe Rosh Hashanah Zalman was right, but as a result, all these halachas are nignas. Luckily, I have a copy of it. But you never saw a copy like this anywhere. It's called Oel Sara. The reason it's called Oel Sara is written in Lamed Sivan, some gematria year. I can't calculate the gematria. But it's the reason it says second edition is Tavshin Nun. Oh, because his mother passed away, his mother was Sarah, Lamed Sivan Tavshin Mem Zayin. So he put it out, Lamed Sivan, either Tavshin Mem Ches or Hotes, because the second time was already Nun. So that's when it came out. When did the whole Shmir Shabbat Beis come out? I don't know. Look downstairs and see when it came out. A year, a little while later, this came out. I don't know. I have no idea. Tavshin Lamed Ches was the Aleph came out, you know, the edition that we have, that I have right over here. This came out, I don't know, how many years later? I'm guessing somewhere around that time. So I have it here. Oh, listen to this. Listen to this. Oh. So a woman forgot to do things before going to the mikvah. And no one has the new volume. I should have brought the new one. Okay. Discusses over here, may you remove nail polish. May you remove nail polish. So in the new edition, which I don't have, again, I don't have in front of me, same Perek Yudalit, okay, it's Sif Samach Gimel, and footnote Kuf Samach Zayin asterisk, he says, you may not take off the nail polish. It doesn't look in Kuntras all sorrow. That's this. I'm reading to you, you don't have this. Perek Dalit Siv Zayin. Some unbelievable stuff in it. Unbelievable. Okay. Who forgot? Forgot. Ooh. 1 minute, please. Take it back. It's Siv Dalet. I'm sorry. Peg Dalet, Siv Dalet. Listen carefully, please. Lo Nixa. She forgot to get rid of the nail polish. Mutal alitvo kamoshehi v'altosir alaka b'shabbos v'yomtov. What's going on? She better go into the mikveh with her nail polish on, which we don't normally allow, l'chatchila anyway, rather than take it off. Yud Aleph. Shemati Rav Shlomo Zalman. V'data nota, v'tzvo asi pernayim b'laka yesh laksha sh'isa Torah shal tzoveya. Came and shumok m'shirigila b'kach l'kayama, right? They can stay forever. Not like this, on the body. There's no sweat on the fingernail. V'hois and then is the mayan nishra kayam tovit. Rav Neumann says, look in Sosa Shulchan. As we'll get to that, Mr. Shem. We'll get to it. Okay. Remind me to get to it. Okay. Tells you to look on page Lamed Gimel, this page. Tells you to look at this page. We've got the right page. Okay, hold on. For the chain lo tosir v'yatzmas alaka v'shabas kemish yudev al das lachs al tzbo mechodosh chinesh noira al gabi noira yitochen kemoshe v'molechas moche kaiv afil al tishtish v'nira al das lachs al v'lichto moche mas lichto esher shekaka v'molechas soveya shumazam made up a new malacha moche kemolas al tzbo. What? Doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It's close to the Mokh. Doesn't say it's Soveya Umochek. It's Pile Ployim. And for someone's very creative, but to create a whole new Malacha? Vemeila Gamosa Afilim Nisharik Mak Mixas Menalaka. Dapsh Zerak Kamo Kesim Vishachus. The Komakomare is a Mamish Chelik Menatsevish Nisharik Mokh Shurigin Litzboa. Kam Mesirim Avdas Achsel Litzboa. So Shalom Kamosha Kosta Mishmer Shabbos Kilchasa Perigidala Sim Samach Aleph. He argued what he himself said. Here it says, "Muteres ha'isha la'asa b'maymo b'asetom." As a lack of me alti poneh b'shabbos that they left on the mikvah and shuffle out the middle yom, but the shtamet. Okay, it's matter. Of course, it's matter. We all have heard of the tisser. Shem Zalman gave a haskama to this whole sefer, but now all of a sudden he's saying they say this dead wrong. B'shabbos, all right, he wants to say. Whoops. 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 Yes?
Based on what we said before, it shouldn't even have to be the Makom Mitzvah, right? It should just be...
Hetagama!
Yeah!
She doesn't want the... she doesn't want it anymore.
And Rosh Hashanah said even the Makom Mitzvah...
That's right. Wow. That's right. But we're not finished yet. We're not done with the Rosh Hashanah over here. Yes, sir?
So he's saying to the Rosh Hashanah part in the Old Sarah, is saying to be mochik and then also to be lifted up again to be tzorah.
If he did that, would be sir. And therefore the mechik itself is also awesome, the Doraisa.
Even with no intention of...
No. All the women want it. If she has red, she's going to want to do it again. Come on. Or she's taking neder after the rest of her life. They're living in the world of make-believe. And that's not happening. Okay. This is Ha'ara Yudal. I will leave this for you, but don't lose this, because I can't replicate this. My name is in it. Please... Don't lose this, please. Anything else we can always find. At least you can't find. I don't think they sell it anyway. Could we got it from him directly in a personal copy? I was friendly with the Rav. No, even say it's out of the Rav. Oh.
Also, it's published by Rav
Solomon Arab or. Oh,
Sarah? When
you're reading that. No, Rav himself printed it.
Oh, and Rav Solomon.
Call us through your Shmuras and Machaber, Yeshua, and Noivet, Bayan, Pagan, Rishalai.
And Rav Solomon Arab would give us knowledge of it?
He gave us coming to the entire Shmir Shabbos Kuchas, right? Which had a heter, but then he said, obviously, he didn't change his mind or whatever. I don't know what. He didn't argue. See, I don't know. It's a Chelek Gimel. Chelek Gimel is a Mishlam that went over the whole Shmir Shabbos from top to bottom, and he spent many, many hours, which are now incorporated in that big one, the big, nicer one. He put it in. It's hard to know where to find things exactly. Okay. Anyway, this is your doubt. Listen carefully. If there's a nachris there, and it's half in, half out. So if it's beautiful the way it is, so Mi'ikra then he calls it's not a chatzitza. It's probably true, not a chatzitza. But not a chatzitza now. According to many authorities, if it's lenoi, it's beautiful, not a chatzitza. Not so pashut. Because if you dye your hair, there are two reasons in the Rashba why it's not a chatzitza. One, it's for beauty, and two, it's absorbed in the hair. If you, do you need both reasons or either reason? Here, it's a beauty, but it's not absorbed. It's on top of the fingernails. The whole shiloh. But okay, better to rely on the mekilim and that shiloh than getting problems of the raisa that you made up. If I take off the with acetate to get it, put it on another time. But that's if it's beautiful. But no, I try to take it all off, and I forgot one fingernail. Can you imagine? She has 9 empty fingernails, and one is red. Unless it's a new store that I'm not aware of, that's ugly. Or you try to take it off, you left a few things, less, you know, good, some visible specks are left on, and you wouldn't be caught dead in them. It's called makna. Now what do you do? Get a non-Jewish woman to take it off. If there's no non-Jewish woman there, yesh mokom lahakel. Look at the footnote you'd give him. Rav Neubert asked the kash against his Rebbe. So the Chori Yesh Lodem. Om nam matzon of mocha kamanas lichtov. Eifo matzon of mocha kamanas tzbala. Yes, on the Rebbe. He made up a thing out of nowhere. Wow, how creative can you be? Behold, the essence of Tzvias HaTzipronayim, Kevan She'ena Shal Kayama Isura Rak Derabonon. Look at Mishnah Berurah Ayin Tes. Shlomo Zalman said it's Shal Kayama because it would last forever, right? And he says, no, it's not going to leave forever. You're going to take it off. No, it's not. Even the nails grow out, no? Yeah. Nails grow out. So it's not forever. After a while, when you paint over here, in 3 weeks, it's going to be over here. Hopefully, you'll take it off by then. That's if you want these woo, long nails. But even then, as it comes the time, it has to come off. You look up on the internet, find how long it takes. If I paint my nails today, okay, on Tuesday, how long will it take? Everything I painted is already no longer attached to my finger. It's all sticking out. A month? 2 months? 3 months? Whatever it is, in a certain amount of time, it's going to be all out.
Varies.
Different every person. I'm not asking you to do any experiments. Please don't. Okay, but there is a certain amount of time after which it's some women have very, very long nails. I've seen very long nails. Okay. Now let's go further. Eva Matsana Bivhika Seva, she threw up with Rabbanan, Hamasatsvosh of Seva. She threw a gank at the Rabbanan. That's even. Oh, Yeshlova. Eza Mahasatsvoa. Kemanas Litvo. What? Umashach Titzbach, Akakasi Panera, Bimosachol. Zadava Chodesh. Eno Keshlem Chika Rishona. What? Here I don't understand Rav Neumann. Until now I understand Rav Shlomo Zalman. I don't understand him. What do you mean? That means. I don't know what he's talking about.
Because the nail is different?
Is that what he's missing? He says, he wants to be a riot. Shin Nemen Bialach. Gziza Sipunam and Sarah Tvila. We spoke about when it goes there. The cut of a Tvila. Quote, Ein Kavanosa Lisnols Pazer, Rakhlet Sarah Tvila. Even though Bakochi Gami Gami Snor. That's true. That just means that your Kavanah is for Tvila. But doesn't mean that it's not Amanas to do it again. So I don't understand, I've known it in this few months. Next page, I'm turning the page from Chof Alf to Chof Beis. Vary Evshar, Litzbo Agame Blila Seres Sheres Halak Amatsuya. Oh. In other words, you can have this half of it ready. You left, I did a bad job. I can paint right over it. Sure, I can, but the bottom line is people don't do that. I'm not an expert in fingernails. It seems to me a woman always has nail polish and starts chipping. She says, okay, well, let's paint over. Yeshivish would do it that way. Women are not yeshivish. She'll take it off and start over again. You know, painter, professional painter will strip away the old paint. No, not, ask me, just paint over the old paint. 18 layers. Nice, for sure. Since 800 years ago, they painted. They don't take it off. Lead, Avada, 18 layers of lead. Okay, right. The old. Anyway. Maybe, he says, another Chumar of Shlomo Zalman. Ula laka kol atziporen, it's a whole fingernail. Who can roshem shel tzura? For Efsher, it's more like kosev than other tzemi kocheles that he was shami in the aruch and the Rambam says chaimishim kosev. Wow, shnif the benayim. Rav Neumann says, look at be alacha we just saw. He's made his argument with the Rebbe. Who can mo? Shamochek rakade shachem lo yiru masha kosuv shapir chayav. I have an IOU. I owe $100. I raise it. Hey! What did she do? She erased all the emails, right? Shh. Can't talk about that, yeah? So you erase it, no one should see it. Okay? Shh. He's still could be chayav. Maybe we should treat the nail polish as ksiva. Ksiva. I come from Shlomo's. Ksiva. Why should it be considered ksiva? More than kocheles. More than kochelos. I don't know. Is it true? I don't think so. Because here, based on what we said from the stipler, here you're nene me'amare. And you're attacking the dover on nitzvah, the two criteria of the stipler. The first two anyway. You enjoy the look of it, no other message, and the polish is serving the nail, not the other way around. So why is it better than kocheles? Kocheles, we had other shots, right? Kocheles, on the contrary. Right? On the contrary. You don't want the face to look blue. Right?
Putting on the nail polish, you're saying, is kocheles.
He wants to say, the nail polish more resembles kosev than does kocheles. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. I think the other way around. Okay, so we said earlier. Because this is drawn to mu and b'yosa. But, okay, you have to guard this. Okay, just leave it half. You know what? I'll take it home. I'll put it back on tomorrow morning. I'll put it on. I don't want to lose it. I don't know if you can get it anywhere. Okay. Let's talk about lipstick. Lipstick. When we walk in to show what lipstick can say, have to be Malamed Schus from last night. We'll ask the new Rochelle will tell us about that too. That's possible. Your paskins also litin lak al tzi. No. Also, the tzbos has fasayin. Okay? It's, the old one is nun ches, the new one it's samach dalit. Gab, he says over here, Gaman tzvus from Bojom, we already had some of this from earlier. Gaman shimish pesfason shakuf. It's transparent. Also, what do we call that?
Lip balm,
something that makes it just brings out the natural color. It's also prohibited. He writes over here as follows. Listen very carefully to me. He's saying it over here. Rav Neuwirth Zatzal. No. It's only in the new ones. It's not in the old ones. The new one he writes, quote, Tafilu matzeva einu miskayim ala liyom echot v'lvat u'pochos mizeh gam kein osur. And he has Maramakarmus. The first Maramakam, Shara Tziyun, Samach, Shin Gimel Samaches. You have to look up all of Norbert's Maramakarmus. In other words, we might have said, with Art Sobeyev, with Joe of Art, maybe less than 24 hours should be mutter, like kosher. Nope. What's his first source? Shara Tziyun, Shin Gimel Samaches. We were here before once. Shin Gimel Samaches. Very long one. How long does Miskayim have to be? He wants to say Yom HaShabbos L'chud. Not Machriya. So maybe it's a problem. Rav Neuwirth says, based on the Sharat Tzion and Maram Lokom number one, even one day is already Chayav. Okay, that's what he suggested. One day. Yeah, one day. Now we say one day, we mean the Tosa Shulchan's version of the B'Shabbos, not his kasha we saw yesterday. Was it depends? You do it Shalosh Shudas Yechayev, and you do it by Friday night Tish Shabbat. It didn't make sense to him, so we said we adjusted it somewhat. And another Maram Lokom, the Minchas Chinuch. I have to get back to this. I haven't forgotten. I want to shoot me for nothing. We'll get to it. Believe me, we'll get to it still today. For now, we gotta get to it. Minchas Chinuch. Rashi's Yisro.
Why is focus on Soleil and it's too much to get a bomb? Why
isn't it? We're not up to Mamach again. We're up to Mamach, we're talking about Mamach. Where are we up to here? Help me out. I'm looking for Soleil. Mahamir, okay, we're still only up to Dalit. What number is Soveya? I don't know what number is. 50, 60, 70. Oh, up to 7. Whoa. Give me a number here. Oh, let's go there. We're getting close. Malabe? We're almost there. The Nape is okay. What that means. Well, what happened to Soveya?
Mm-hmm.
Pass it?
Very good pastor.
What number is Soveya?
I think
it's by Hay. Oh. Soveya. Oh, not so much. Soveya. Watch this. Eilu tebechai vashi tzeva miskayim avot tzeva shen miskayim klal kon shehever srak o shesho agav yibarzo lo tchoshes utzvo potter shvetem avir le shaito en o tzeva klub kol shen malachim miskayim vashavas potter. Chazer Rav Magid said, "Nila midin kosev, perket aleph shein nila midavim miskayim adavashim miskayim mishnekuv beis sekolos malachim miskayim 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 akal neshon." Then a kosev Nirish ain't aksavis kain biatzma afila below my city day. And since Pergadav Mashkeh may Paris Rabbi Yerachus taksav ain't home and klal afim lo nimchok. That by itself will disappear. Then svar lo home the mechik lo yamad or the mechik afila b'yo yachol nimchok. Erase ink too. Then svar lo home the b'yo you shuma nikram here nimchak. And then misar asvar you chalam below myser have miskayim. Achem nimcha me'atzmo below ma'isa lo avi miskayim. Good guess on the Russian tables. Imken kan nami kemen lashon Rambam shekos of eino miskayim klal klal. What does it mean? She nimcha me'atzmo eino but klal. Tam aviro tables ato ato aviro no ato. But it's not Russian tables. Ato, just to emphasize, it's Ato. Ato. She calls it the Nochach, second person. Mashal Dayadeh, Maisa Shalom Aviro. No. Against him. Epshah, she was Lashanu. Kay the Svara, Klau, Kemish Yavel Iskayim, Avalim Melechus Miskayemis. Afma Dayadeh, Maisa Yavel Iskakal Melocha. Ki Arbe Dvarim, Gom Bona, Vitofik, Adoma, May Maisa Yavel Iskayim, but Timus Melechus Kayemis. Ala Broad Akum, Asa Yavel Iskayim, Kumo Kosi, Bimashkal, and Ola. Kain de Rebor. I don't think it's true. It doesn't sound that way. That kosher. Kosher, if you go down and do it within 24 hours, it's mutter, and a little longer it's going to be potter. But the interesting question over here is how do you interpret the words? How do you translate the words of the Rambam? Rabosai. Translate the Rambam's words. Please. What does it mean? Shere ato maviro l'shaita. What kind of ato? Funny, Rambam. Rambam is such a great writer. What's ato doing in the cloud? Is there another girsa? It's curious. I have Rambam. Is there another girsa in this room? What's ato doing? What ato mean? Right? Why is ato here in the cloud? Whatever it means. What's it doing here? What's it? Perek? What is it? Perek? What?
Test
what? Let's see. Hold on. Looking for a gears to change. Sherei ato. Shinu nischos. Zip. Can I get my own gears? There is none other. But who wants to translate the word maviro? The Midchaschini of Mavir means you erase it. Mavir the Shaita. Incorrect. I don't know what's incorrect. Look here. Don't Shehemis Rak Mavir, the next line. Mavir doesn't mean Mavir, that's Roy Hakzera, we said in Rosh Hashanah. That's not what it means. The word Mara means when you take a coloring item and you pass it over the metal. You maver the strak on the basil, on the choshes. Maviro doesn't mean the eraser, it means the person who did it in the first place. The whole discussion of Mechasmir is moot. Somebody points that out, I'm sure who.
I think you raised the lotion, I feel like that if you're
Maviro, yeah, that's a very good Aleph. Let's take a look. Look, I'm going to look it up right now. Yud Aleph, I have it right in front of me. Yud Aleph. Yeah. Yeah. Hakosel Besoro Chayev. Neshu or Avo Bisha Chamimis Besoro. Maveres. It doesn't mean that. Ooh. Ooh. So what does it mean over here? Let's look at that. I have the old Mafteach. The old version. You haven't seen the new one? It's 20 times longer than the old one. They put out a new one. It's endless. So let's see in this one if he has anything about the word Mavir, what the word Mavir means. Here in Perek Tes. Let's take a look. Was Tes Yud Gimel, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yud Gimel. No. Nope. My guess is if you look at the new one, it'll have something about this. What does the word Marvin mean?
Want to look at
Yeah. Oh, let me see. Google Valdek. Take an hour to get through this one thing, but I'm going to just skim it. Ooh, wow. It's more than 20 times longer. This is just endless. Absolutely endless. This is just Ned. Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Gimel. Oh, here we go. Halacha Yud Gimel. Shratom Aviro. What is my pshat? So for no one saying my pshat, even though so much here, again, if you want to spend an hour, a day, look at all the comments, maybe some. I remember someone saying my view means a whole new pshat, where I thought it. Not erasing, but like this, as it's found in the previous line. But I just can't. I'm going to get a PhD just looking up all the recurves over here. Rabbi Sack, this is the issue. Okay. That's my Makom number two. But I didn't finish the Michas Kenich yet. Where are we? I'm looking for a certain phrase. Gam nearly the vade apaz on the choshes she called the tzvah she omer at tzeva. Like a ramam noka dosa mishnei tzvah am srak a shesher. You do him or you at slowly and omer apaz on the choshes. He says tzoveya, srak al ponea. He could tzoveya. You see it what? Srak, who rocked the rabbonon. Told the rabbonon, correct. Correct, 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 correct. Okay, watch this. Tama boy, why are Chavish Tzoveh? V'lo madam leit seva shenim miskayim, therefore it's potur. Ho bevadei miskayim, here's what I'm looking for. Next two words. What are those next two words, gentlemen? Zman ma. I want to translate zman ma. Sometime. Little time. Yeah? The miskayim bo? Chitzorach m'shaba shim miskayim le'olam? Vada came to Miskayim, Zman Ma? How did Miskayim be Shabbos? Pildle plur. Zman Ma is enough. That's what Nervin is referring to this. So lipstick stands at least what? At least Zman Ma. That's what Rav Nervin wrote. I'm giving his words. I feel the lipstick. In Matseva, in a Miskayim, a little yom echad, Bulvad. Upochos mizeh. What's Pochos mizeh? Zman Ma. If not, according to the Minchas Chinuch, would not qualify for the Ptur of Eino Miskayim. Then he quotes you one more source that says that Srak is Miskayim. We saw this before. Do you remember the Vias who told him? These are Rav Neubert's sources. The lipstick is a Shalom of the rice. Then he tells you, look, it's Tzos HaShulchan Simen Kuf Memvav Sivkotten Chof. Let's take a look. I'm not sure which Sivkotten this is. Oh boy. Chof. Okay. Let's read Chaf briefly. We have time to read everything again. Women shouldn't color their fingernails. Havar Srak, Mesod Rabbonis, Tovas, Chayev Chatas, Enem Eskayim, he says the reason. He wants to know why. Minig Anosh, we saw this all yesterday. Lamed Gimel, we saw someone refer to page Lamed Gimel. Oh, here we go. Srak al vaz al potter and a miskayim. Kitz al vaz. The Mishnah Brura didn't say it's ain't a miskayim. It says, right, the Mishnah Brura, a time that it's really the right side of Adam. Oh, what's... Oh, here's what I was talking for. The Shalei Beit HaTamim Yachad. I was talking about Spanish before somebody says it, Lashon. Here it is. Put the two reasons together. Together. Okay. He quotes the... did he quote the Avnei Nezer we had yet? It's the next page. Quotes the Minchas Chinuch. Avnei Nezer. Chayeves. Shulchan Aruch Admor. He's a Chalubav Shachos. Admor is the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. Slipstick. So my Mamachek is not our issue right now. He doesn't like this. It's not sneers if you use lipstick. That's a different story. Okay. So the, again, I saw in the Sefer Mafteach, he quotes in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezayin, the Tzofnas Paneach. Who's that?
The
Rogatchev. Can I have your thing back again? Thank you very much.
Of course.
Aleph Tezayin. Thank you. Okay. Yav says Zion. Here we go. Chanimas, even though the heat of the body gets rid of the Savi Chayim anyway. So he quotes over here, but something that's tells you what he says. Otherwise, it's now that with more sources, they tell you what they say. Sasha Nimchak. Found it before. Give me a second, please. Tzofnas Paneach. Quote, Pirish, Kevin Achiv hu ala osios, vehem itzaratz and miskaimos, v'lodavin etzoveya, t'chiv ala davar hanitzpa. Oh! We've been saying until now, right? The stipend of all that is the way the Rogatchev has said it. Quoted it, if you want to look up for yourself, it's a top citation on page Shin Mem Hei in the Sefer Mafteach. The Rogatchev has said it. Rogatchev has said it. So once again, we want to suggest, what's the difference again? Davar HaNitzpah, you have to have the Igud and the Chibur. It has to be lasting. That's what he wanted to suggest, the possibility that Soveya is like Oreg, like kosher, maybe it's less than 24 hours, maybe. And the Sosa Shulchan asks, why is it Soveya? If it's not Soveya Barodom, why is it kosher Barodom? And what did he say? We said we saw before. It's the writing itself, proof of the calculus of the Ori is still Chaim, as we saw earlier. And therefore, even though the Chom takes it off later, who cares? It's like Kol Sama Nas Limchok. That's what Rambam means. But Soveya is on the Nitzbah. And the Pnei Isha is not a kind of a service supposed to last there for you have to wash your face once a day. We saw it, it's already yesterday. Already yesterday. And he gives my comparison. On page Lamed Hei, Mamish. Look what he says. He builds the pshita on the chaschinuch that mutter. I don't know. That's chayev. I don't know. Tovina tksava miskayim. The kemish and kolsa benas limchok. Name of davi ena miskayim. Vokesh shel kayama. Shem kol shom benas latiro. Lavi kesh shel kayama. Now the Nezer quote brings the Ksivei Nemeskayemes, Toys says in Sari Dalit, but Ariga. So Mechaz Chinuch says, no. Kema Shekhsav is at Asa Meskayem at Derech Kololu Nechtova Al Asa Kayem Ksav Zeh. Who will ever die to take rid of it? It's called Meskayem. That's why Mishnah Biyo Lach about Tzitzis. Doesn't depend only on you. Depends upon others as well. What's the normal Derech Bekach? What's the normal Derech Bekach? That's what he says. Derech Bekach. Now, if I may go higher over here, we saw the Ramah about the cakes and breaking up the letters of the cakes being a problem. Oh no, this is so long. If I get the right spot at the time. On strike. We're almost there. What? I'm in the wrong place. Rabosai, let me just show you a Tshuva Sarama. You will find this on your own, you know, if you don't have time. Look in the Mishnah Berurah, he talks about the erasing the letters of the cake. And he quotes Tshuva Sarama. Shin Mem, give a look. I know. I made a mistake. I'm looking for the Avnei Nezer. This is, you know what he's talking about? The letters on the side of the library books. You know, that one over here?
Mule
Sefer. Mendel Gottesman Library. You see it? Everyone see it? They had those things. They had libraries then, too. Okay, so if you look at Shin Mem, they talk about this as well. Yes, it's true. The Ramon himself over here talks about the cake. Okay? But what about the Svarim? Look at Mishnah Berurah, Yud Zayin, page Kuf Pei Tes. V'sefer shekosov ala barosh eichud eidapa ba'osios oktavos, yesh osio neposchol ala b'shabes. And the psicha shover osios ala b'chemochek, should you know that it goes it. Avdas nevah b'tshuva, simen Kuf Pei Tes, lochol b'zeh, b'chidas har b'yachronim, v'tama, t'kevan da osio lina v'leftoach, tamit, Lekha bay Mishim Mechiko Ksiva. Havikidelas and Niska Veniftach Tomit, Ain Ro Mishim Binyan Estira. Vechena Minik. And I open and close the door, why is this bone and sosa? It's meant to be done and undone all the time, then it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Is that the only Svar that's given? Tchila Sachiv Kosi Ramo, Venera de Eshad Dagdib is a tuba, the Repeka Bona Kosim in Mashkin. Who be called Bava Shem Miskayim Potur? You do as a call Potur B'Shalas Potur Avol Asur. Who be need on Zeh Afal Gav Dena Miskayim Ksav Zeh V'Chule? What do Rama think? It's considered Bava Shem Miskayim. Whole of the Os Liftoach Lino. No. Levush says no. It's not called Dena Miskayim. Elam Nista Me Elov. Lo Mashu Nista De Masa Psichoso. I told you before, it has to disappear by itself. The Rambam says, "Kolz v'absor d'afshachamim v'sabos v'meveres haksav l'achazman haray d'gdom v'kolz nimchak l'chushay chayev kolz kein zeh shemachos ma'is v'psichos nimchak." There are three levels. It will disappear by itself. It will disappear by some other nearby factor. or you will make it disappear. So ma'adach yechayev in the middle case, going to the Rambam with the body, he's going to get rid of it. Kavachomer should be chayev, even though you're going to erase it later on. So Lubush is right, the Rambam is wrong. Yes?
What does the door have to do with the Inner Miskayim? The door is a totally different spot. It's
meant to be undone and redone. So, Metal Gaius Larbin, what did it put? It's meant to be done and undone. It's supposed to open the book and close the book.
Right, exactly. It's meant to be undone and redone. It's not meant
That's what the Rambam was making.
So, that is the Kash.
The Kash is a different point. Before the Rambam got to this issue, Rama has to in a different svara, the beginning of the tshuva. He says, "Ain't a miskayim," and Levush is screaming, "No, it is miskayim. It is miskayim." Psh. Kavachoma from the Rambam. So he says the Ksos Hashulchan, the Minchas Chinuch says, "Kol Samanas Libchol Eschayev." It's only true. What was that before? Keep it again. One more time. Get back over here. I goofed it up. I'm going to get back to you. I'll get back. I was looking in the wrong place. I know what page I have to get to. Lama Gimel. Not up to the end. Up to Chav Ches. Okay, I'm getting there. So he quotes the. So it's a short quote from Minchas Chinuch. I've also let me find it. So before. Minchas Chinuch near a Pushin. Zohadat is about to be a taken. And I cackle, it's my clown, the call my says, we have a mock of Tzvicha Surah to Osra Torah. It's a malacha. It's like bone of my sister, Kosan Aslichov, the Vada, Chayvel, and my sir. Says, Bills of the Pshit, and Minchas Chinuch. I'm not sure it's true. Because we have the case of Kosan Aslichov. We should say Zayin Miskayim, like Keshel Kayama. Avnei Nezer, we just were there Avnei Nezer before. See, Zayin Miskayim is Tosaf Sari Dalid. Keshel Kayama. Right? Same thing by Oreg. So Michas Chinuch is no. Kevin Shaksav Mitzaratz on Miskayim. V'derech kol olam nechlo master kain kusav zeh. But who had that for the mocho? It's called Avnei Miskayim. Oh, now we agree. That's the Bialach and Shin Men we saw about the Tzitzis. But Oreg and Mavis Rak, right? No! Ain't a Miskayim. Why is Ain't a Miskayim? You have to wash your face once a day. Said it before. Okay. That's what he says. I both have a problem. In page Lamed Gimel, he had a different distinction, which we thought was also correct. That Kol Save, it's not the skin or the paper we're worried about, it's the letters. And that's where Chaim and R, even though it's my viewer by itself. Nothing to do with the Ramah. Ramah, you're opening and closing it. Why is that considered a Miskayim? Interestingly, he quotes over here a Prima Gadim. Watch this. Prima Gadim. Tell the Marvel comes. Shin Mem Sivkotan, hey, listen carefully. Tamahat the Shriz Ugos, Shkotav Leos, Yos Mashkin, Shadavi Gimel Shusim, the Kosa Ukos of Shaina Miskayim, Adava Shaina Miskayim, Umok Shlomas Lichtov, Umafurisha, the Ugo Havi Dava Shaina Miskayim. What do you mean? Miskayim is because it's Man Rav. Erev Chatzer from Pesach to Pesach you make with a matzah. You make a cookie last for a whole year. So what does it mean? Uga o medes l'achila toch zman mua davein miskayim. Like the Minchas Chinuch. It's called davein miskayim. Even though you're going to undo it yourself by eating it. You know, by itself it lasts forever. It's a very serious issue. If you ask me, the answer is very simple. All malachas yichayev, and you only potter by malachas chibur. What's that? Oreg we saw, kosher we saw, maybe tovea. It also requires nidbak, as we saw. That's our big chiddush nifla, which we want to be malamas chus a little bit. Okay, we're not finished yet. Watch this. I'm talking here about lipstick. So, Rabosai, there's a Mordechai. I'll end with this Mordechai. I want to stop. Shin Samach Tes. We just have to. We can't go on. Shin Samach Tes. Now we stop. Shin Samach Tes of the Mordechai. In our print, it's page Chof Aleph. Okay, very nice. The Rabbon. So we were the Rabbonis. But a grown up can't do it. Why is it Misa Daraisa? He didn't say it's not Miskai. He didn't say it's not Miskai. He was a baby eater right away. So Achron suggests you're right. Chad mitrei time anachat. He mentioned one reason. One reason he didn't mention. One reason he mentioned it's not Manas Lichtov. And Achron could have mentioned a different reason. It's a chidush neflum anachat. Niflum and I. Mordechai and Raya, who goes? I feel like I want Mr. Bonan, Kanye Mutter. He said, Bonan, Vishen Bokam, Lama, and Slichto, Masha, the Mishnah, the Ugos, Achila, the Havi, the Mashen, and Miskaya, Ila, Kayavi, he said, Rabbon, and Vishen Bokam, and Slichto. Well, the Mordechai had me trade time and knock. I'm not happy with that. Not happy. I would have said my words. Only few malachas. I'm not to undo it. There's nothing because it's the malachas chibur. Okay, the boss. I tomorrow we're not ending tomorrow as well, and then we'll mean to try to go further. I'd love to finish tover early next week. We want the kosher. I know it's hard to think about that. It's not such a long malach like some of the others. Yeah, but Pesach.